Thank you and good morning. Emergency personnel stayed overnight cleaning up the contents of a tanker truck accident that occurred on Highway 101 in Mendocino County, just south of the Standish-Hickey State Recreation Area on Tuesday morning. A tanker truck carrying 10,000 gallons of motor oil was headed north on Highway 101 when it overturned and blocked the northbound lane of the highway. The oil container broke open, spilling an unknown amount of oil onto the roadway as well as on the dirt shoulder. The spill has caused the closure of Highway 101 extending from State Route 271 in Piercy to State Route 1 in Leggett, as personnel from Caltrans, Mendocino Environmental Health, as well as state parks are on scene. The road was closed down overnight as the cleanup has taken longer than anticipated, and the closure could go well into this morning. Motorists are advised to seek alternate routes when traveling in the area. The Eureka Police Department is investigating a shooting incident that sent a man to the hospital with a gunshot wound on Monday afternoon. Officers initially responded to the 1600 block of G Street after shots were heard in the area, but they didn't find any suspects, victims, or evidence of a shooting. About an hour later, a 33-year-old man was found inside of his parked vehicle along G Street with a gunshot wound to his back, and he was transported to the hospital for treatment. He has since been released. No suspects have been identified, and the circumstances that led up to the shooting is under investigation. At their council meeting on Monday, the Fortuna City Council went over numerous agenda items, including the appointment of Councilmember Doug Strail to fill out the remainder of the late Linda Gardner's council term. Gardner passed away last month due to an extended illness, and Strail, who chose not to seek re-election for his expiring term next month, was appointed to fill out the remainder of Gardner's term until the 2018 year. Fortuna City officials also held a public hearing to authorize the Public Works Department to abate weeds and flammable material on residential property near South 15th Street. A reminder for county residents that Pacific Gas and Electric will be conducting routine air patrols again throughout today as they inspect gas transmission lines across the county. Air patrols will begin in the Red Bluff area this morning, and they will fly over Arcata, Eureka, Lolita, as well as Dinsmore. The helicopters could fly below 5,000 feet. Arcata City officials will hold an open house this evening at the Bayside Grange as they continue to display potential designs for the Bayside neighborhood related to the old Arcata Road Transportation Design Project. Officials implemented a one-day pop-up demonstration of several designs in front of the Jacoby Creek School as well as at the intersection of Jacoby Creek and Old Arcata Road. The open house this evening will be a follow-up as officials provide any additional information related to the design project to residents. The event will run from 6 to 8 o'clock. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dave Hall, the general manager of the Humboldt Community Services District, was on Tuesday morning's talk shop, and part of the discussion revolved around the various roles a community services district takes on. The services district is typically associated with water and wastewater management, but Hall explained that one utility the community services district is also responsible for is streetlights.
You know, community services districts are very flexible entities that deal with utilities, and they can be kind of tailored to whatever the needs are of the particular area they're in. In our case, we do water and wastewater and streetlights. And the streetlights are under contract with PG&E. PG&E actually owns the streetlights. PG&E will maintain them and build them, but we're actually the ones that handle paying for them and working with the county through property tax.
Hall went on to talk about an upcoming project with PG&E that involves replacing streetlights with more energy-efficient options.
PG&E is doing a program now to replace the high-pressure sodium vapor, you know, the lights that glow kind of orange. They're going to replace those with LED lights. They're a lot more efficient. And this is at no cost to the district, but it's actually going to save about $5,000 a year to the district to replace 437 of the Cobra Head lights throughout our district.
You can listen to Dave Hall talk about projects and other topics on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS